9 o'clock. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Melissa Heidman. It's 3 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, Ontario Court Justice Norris Wiseman concluded yesterday that a woman must remove her niqab to testify in a sexual assault case. The ruling comes after the Supreme Court announced it's up to lower courts to decide whether women can testify while wearing a niqab. Wiseman concluded that by not being able to see the woman's face, the defense counsel won't be able to assess her demeanor or her credibility. The woman's lawyer, David Butt, said he will ask a superior court judge to review the decision, and so the case has been postponed. In more local news, construction of Trine Drive sidewalks were set to start this spring. However, an appeal due to environmental concerns has stalled the project. I recently reported on the issue as two opposing sides are trying to find compromise.
Some residents of Trine Drive don't want to lose the rural-looking street, while others want sidewalks to improve safety. The appeal brought upon by a resident requires an assessment of the project by Ontario's government ministry. They must decide whether to allow the construction or demand the city come up with another plan. Trine Drive resident Linda Crawford relates to each side of the conflict, recognizing the street's beauty as well as the importance of pedestrian safety.
It definitely is a beautiful street, and I don't think that sidewalks are going to make it ugly at all. If anything, it's going to improve it because we're going to have proper sidewalks to be able to walk with our children and to walk our pets, and the kids are going to be much more safer to walk to school.
Ward 36 Councillor Gary Crawford explains that the project will cause minimal harm to the environment, despite what some residents believe.
Our proposal is to put a sidewalk or a walkway in and not have any more impact on the environmental aspects of the street. It won't have any more impact on, and the other thing they're talking about is the kind of country feel. We're working with that, we're working with the residents to ensure that we have that country feel that it's very
Until Ontario's Environment Ministry comes up with a decision, plans to put in the sidewalks cannot happen. Compromises hope to solve the issue and fulfill the needs of all residents on Trine Drive.
Alyssa Heidman, Observer Radio News, Scarborough. A factory building collapsed in Bangladesh yesterday, killing at least 145 people. Several clothing factories were inside the eight-story building, including ones for Loblaws and Joe Fresh. Previous to the collapse, workers inside the building had been complaining about cracks in the structure, but were assured it was safe. According to the International Labor Rights Forum, over 700 garment workers have died in Bangladesh since 2005, including the 112 left dead in a fire at another Bangladesh garment factory 5 months ago. Turning now to sports. The Leafs lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night, 5-2. Though they may not have been impressed However, the team had to admit they were impressed with Tampa Bay's Marty St. Louis, who at 37 is on his way to becoming the oldest scoring champion in NHL history. With 3 goals in last night's game, St. Louis took the NHL scoring lead with 58 points, passing Sidney Crosby. Maple Leaf Clark MacArthur said he can't believe seeing someone that age still dominating. The Blue Jays ended their series in Baltimore yesterday with a 6-5 win against the Orioles, with starting pitcher Brandon Morrow. The Jays manager, John Gibbons, caused quite a stir at the game, which caused his first ejection of 2013. He had been arguing balls and strikes with home plate umpire Mike Tumiro through the course of the game. By the top of the ninth, he was tossed within seconds when he began arguing in defense of third baseman Brett Laurie, who was called out on strikes. And in entertainment, Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond's hit and theme song to Boston Red Sox home game, appeared to be a song of comfort for mourners following the Boston Marathon bombings on April 15th. The song's sales have gone up 597%, selling 19,000 tracks this week. April 20th was the first Red Sox home game since the bombings, where Diamond made a special visit to perform his 1969 hit. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Alyssa Heidman.